When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode. Happy Monday slash Tuesday. I'm currently sitting here in my apartment. I have a coffee. I am cozied up. It has been pretty chilly in Los Angeles the last week. It's slightly warmer today and I got some sunshine. Thank goodness, because I've been not only extremely pale now, I'm getting paler. But I've been just like lacking vitamin D, which I'm actually very deficient in normally for some reason. So I just really have to be mindful in the colder months to get enough vitamin C or to supplement, vitamin D. So if you've been feeling weird and moody, then I would really recommend looking into your vitamin D levels, because a lot of times like sadness comes from low vitamin D levels. So it's a good thing to think about as we get into the colder months. Have to just do a little wellness, healthy girl update there. But I have been super up and down all over the place this last week. It feels like this week has been so long. Like, I don't even remember recording last week's episode. Like, it's been so long. So much has happened in 1 week. I think it's probably the week that the most stuff has happened total that I've had all year. So I don't know, just so much has happened, so many changes, so many shifts, and I feel like I can't even keep up. I feel like I'm like racing against my own self to just like keep up with everything that's happening mentally, physically, everything. So it's just been one of those weeks, but I'm doing pretty okay. I have a really cool episode today that I'm excited for. I asked on my Instagram what kind of episodes you guys want to see, and a lot of people mentioned friendship stuff. I think that I think most of my audience is kind of in their 20s, but definitely kind of out of high school, out of college, or even in college or whatever. I think there's just some weirdness when it comes to friendships, like creating friendships, dealing with friends that might be leaving your life, or things that aren't working, or just like dealing with making new friends and kind of just like the whole idea of growing up and where friends kind of come into play in that is really interesting to me. And I've had my fair share of friend breakups and having to make new friends and nurturing friendships that I already had, and childhood friends, and balancing all of that. So I say we just get right into it. I'll first just, talk about how weird it is just navigating friendships for some people. I mean, I'm generalizing. I know some people have friends that they've just been friends with forever, or they have a really sturdy group. But I feel like for the most of us, friendships are really interesting during this time. I mean, I'm 25, but I think since I kind of graduated high school and I never went to college, so I never had like the structure past 18 that would have helped me kind of make more friends. Because I think when you're in college, you know, you're in class still, you're in these institutions that are, you know, isolated, that are, you know, you're showing up to a class every day, you're showing up to activities, to extracurriculars every single day, and you're kind of put in a place, in a community with other people. And so it's way easier to make friends. It's way easier to have college friends. You guys are all in the same boat. You know, you're all going to the same school. I mean, it's really easy to make friends there. And I think people make a lot of long-lasting friends from college, which I was always envious of because I just never had that. I had high school friends, but I'm really not friends with a lot of my high school friends at all. Just because I think I was such a different person back then, and I'm a different person now. And I just, you know, we all did different things and moved across the country, or just got into relationships, or things happened. And so I think there's just weirdness with like also to the transition from post-college life to real life. Not that college isn't real life, but there's definitely, you know, whenever you're an adult, you have to really try to see people and hang out with people. You're not just all in one place all the time. And so, you know, you might have friends post-college who are living in different towns or different states or even just like, you know, across the city. And it's harder to, you have to be more intentional with seeing them as opposed to just like, oh, we're at the same place every day. That's when I see them. So I think that transition is really weird for people. And that's when I notice a lot of people have friend issues is whenever it's like coming out of college, coming out of high school and getting into that like space where you're like, wow, I actually am an adult and I have to actually choose who to be around and like what I actually like and don't like. And so you're learning too a lot about what kind of people you're into, what kind of friendships you want to have. Maybe people in college weren't really serving you or even benefiting you, or you weren't really even that close to, but you were close to them because you were just in college. And that's a really big realization about growing up, is that sometimes relationships that we've had are purely because of circumstance or of just like where we're at, and they're not actually like, you know, super beneficial or super aligned with who we are. And so I think there's a lot of shedding that goes on too in these years. I've definitely had my fair share of that. I went through like a very terrible friend breakup that was somewhat public because I, like when you're on social media and that's your life, like you obviously share your friends. And so all of a sudden when they're not in the photo anymore and you've unfollowed each other and it's like, you know, people really notice and it was weird. So I've been through a few friend breakups in the last year that have just, that completely like rocked my world and were really devastating. But, you know, things happen and I'm not going to go into it, which I'm sure a lot of people want me to, but I'm definitely not going to. But if you know, you know. If you don't, that's great. But I've definitely been through that, so I'm speaking with some experience. So I think that just noticing that and acknowledging that friendships come and go and that you're going to have friends who are with you forever and that are childhood friends and that are college friends that just stick with you. There's going to be friends who, you know, they change, you change, things evolve, stuff happens. You know, humans are humans. We're weird. We all have different lives and families and morals and values and interests. And so things are going to happen. People, you know, we're all changing in, during this time a lot too. And so I think that, you know, when you start to change and realize new things about yourself, you know, sometimes that doesn't align with the people you're around. And I think it's really important though to think about who you're around, you know, and what are they into? How are they spending their time? How are they treating other people? It's really good to think about that because, you know, who you roll with, like who your crew is definitely a reflection of you. And so that's something to think about. And even, you know, if you're just not being inspired by these people anymore, or if you're just kind of finding a lot of differences, then it's, you know, it's important to notice that. And it can be hard to let those people go. Just the same way with a, you know, lover relationship, it can be hard to let those people go, but sometimes it's the best thing we can do. And I actually genuinely believe that I grew so much from ending my, these friendships with these certain girls. And I think, you know, obviously it's painful, but I did grow. And I think that, you know, you learn a lot about yourself with the absence of people, the same way you learn a lot about yourself with people in your life. So I think that's the first thing. So we're just acknowledging that it's weird. Okay, it's like a weird time and you're going to have shifts and ups and downs with friendships. But I think one thing, so the first thing I want to talk about is just like making new friends during this time. I think it can be really difficult to make new friends. And so one thing, a couple of tips I have. One is to just find common ground with people. So as an adult, you can choose, you know, hobbies, things you're into, coffee shops you're going to, bars you're going out to, certain areas, pockets of the city you live in, whatever it is. I would say kind of finding people in those places that you frequent a lot is probably the best advice I can give with making new friends. So for me, it's like I've too many people I found that I kind of am like not best friends necessarily, but just friends I found just through, you know, going to the same coffee shop every day. I become friends with the baristas, and then you become friends with people that go there as well. And so you're just kind of like in this kind of like already this like set up environment where you obviously fuck with the place, you guys are in the same area, obviously they live kind of close too, and then you can just start to have kind of easy conversation at first, which I think makes it less intimidating than just like reaching out to someone and be like, let's go hang out, because you don't even know, if you don't know them, then like you don't know how it's going to really be. So if you're first getting like right off the bat kind of like just small talk, fun little like coffee chit chat, then you can really tell and kind of like vet someone before, you know, fully engaging in like a more intense hangout. So I would say just finding people at coffee shops, being open. That's actually one thing I'll get to after, but definitely finding common ground with people. Even like, for instance, I want to start taking pottery classes. So, you know, going to events, going to doing things, taking classes, workout classes, another great one. Like if you go to a Pilates class 3 times a week or even like once a week, then, you know, look around at who's going to the classes as well. Maybe you have someone that you always are next to and you become friends with them, you know? So I would say finding common ground. I would also say mutual friends, just like, you know, kind of like if you're meeting, if you see a friend and then they have other friends and you're all in a group, you know, like really getting to know and kind of being friendly to people that are in similar groups as yours, you can really kind of reach out and create friends with those people as well. And then also I would say the internet is probably the place that I've met most of my friends, like quite honestly. I would say that's why I love being a presence online, because I just find the best people, and it's a great way to kind of also just reach out to people, DM them, respond to one of their stories. If you guys have constant banter over Instagram, it's great. You can just be like, hey, let's go get coffee, or like you see them at a coffee shop on their story and you're like, oh my god, I love that place, like let's meet there one day this week, you know, that kind of thing. It's just really approachable and easy, and we're all on the internet, we're all online. It's just like really nice to do. So shoot your shot, slide into those DMs if you must, if you want to, if it feels right. And usually it's great. Like I've literally met almost all of my friends online. Like some of my best friends I've met through just the internet. So, and also finding niches too. Like if you're, I was really into wellness for a while there. If you're into fashion, you can even, you know, shoot content together or go out to a restaurant together if you're into, you know, food, stuff like that. And there's so many events, especially in these bigger cities, that really just kind of like work within the niches. And it's easy to find things to do within those, you know? So anyways, I would say internet's a huge one, but I think the biggest overarching theme about making new friends that goes into play with all of these different tactics I mentioned is that you have to be open and receptive. And the people that I found are the most, that have the most friends and have the most kind of like the best social lives and the best kind of like groups around them are people that are really open, that like will give you eye contact, that will say hi, that aren't super shy and reserved or feeling kind of like judgmental or better than. Like these are the people, like the people that I see that are just such magnets are people that are genuinely just kind people, and they glow and they're lit up and they're just not afraid to just be like, oh my God, how are you? I see you all the time. What's your name? Like that kind of energy, just like super almost puppy, sweet, genuine energy. And people pick up on that and want to be around that. So I feel like sometimes we can want to make friends and then we don't realize that we show up to places and we just look like bitch face, cold, like not receptive. So I feel like I'm honestly someone that has been that way. So I think one of my biggest lessons has been to truly open up and just really, even like body language wise, just be receptive to smiles, to small talk, to just like saying what's up, saying hi, and kind of putting that ego aside and just really like being human to human, chill. So I think that's the biggest part with any of these things, because you can go to a Pilates class every day and see the same people, but if you're just ignoring everyone and like not looking at anyone or not, you know, feeling kind of like open, then you're not even gonna get anything out of it. So that's my biggest tip for meeting new people. So the next section is going to be how to deal with friend loss, which I think goes kind of hand in hand with like relationship breakups. I mean, I personally think friendship breakups are almost worse, just because when you're losing close friends, I mean, those are like your rocks, you know? Like relationships are great, but I think like having, like when you think you've found really, really amazing friends who, you know, you trust and who are kind of your support system, and then all of a sudden it's like you aren't friends anymore. I mean, that is like such a painful experience. And, you know, we've all gone through it at some point, whether it's one person making the breakup decision or it's a mutual thing. I mean, so many times too, we just fade apart from our friends. And I think it's first, like, recognizing and just kind of accepting the pain. And same with any breakup, I would say the biggest part of it and the biggest, most annoying part of it is just honestly time, and the fact that time kind of is going to heal all, and that it will get better and easier, and you will find more people in your life that should be in your life. And I think just accepting, though, and recognizing that it's painful and that, you know, you can mourn it. And I find it's really important to just, like, I don't know, sit in it. I think that we oftentimes try to distract ourselves or flee from kind of sadness and pain, but I think sitting in it is really important, and just letting yourself mourn and take time. And or if it's something that's more passive and wasn't like a direct breakup, I would say that, you know, just honestly even writing down, like, what are some things you've learned from this, whether you're at fault, whether it's like a fault situation, or just, you know, you just aren't really seeing that person anymore, or that friend group, or you just kind of like growing, drifting away. You know, it's like, what are you learning from that? How have you grown? What is, you know, why is this happening? And what you can kind of learn from it. I think people come into your life for a reason. I think people come into your life to teach you things, and to teach you things about yourself, and to show you different ways, or ways not to be loved and be cared for. And I just think that, you know, we can learn so much from every person, whether they are in our lives or not, and for the time that they spent there. And so I think just even writing about it, journaling about it, what's crazy is looking back at some of my friendships that I no longer really have, they've all done so much for me. Certain friends I've had specifically after breakups and after times of healing, and they were so important to my healing, and I will forever be so thankful for them, for just like being just people that were so supportive during that time in my life when I needed it. And then I think naturally we grew apart, or things happen just from, like, you know, the natural currents of life. Like, one of my first roommates after moving out from my four exes ago. Oh my God. Not that only being like 2 years ago. That's insane. I've had four exes. Okay, anyways, that's for a different episode if I ever do that. But one of the girls that really helped me was one of my past roommates, and we weren't really friends, and then all of a sudden we like were moving in together, and it was my first time having a roommate and my first experience with that, and we were so close, and she just was so wild and beautiful and just such different energy than what I was used to. And so just having that like divine femininity and that like wonderful person who just like opened up worlds for me just like throughout that even like 6 month period was just like everything I needed and more, and she truly helped facilitate my healing. And so I think like just being thankful, even though we aren't friends anymore, we're definitely like civil and everything, but we don't hang out anymore. But I just think, you know, even acknowledging that she was in my life for a reason and really helped me grow and did so much for me has been amazing. So I think being like mature about it and realizing like, you know, people come and go and they're here for a reason. And that helps a lot with kind of rationalizing sometimes. And I think truly it's like letting people go when they need to go too is really powerful. And it's one of the best things you can do for yourself, whether it's a romantic relationship or a friend relationship, just knowing when to let people go. And when it's time, it can be so painful, just so painful, but sometimes the best thing you can do, and the only thing you can really do, because it won't ever get better sometimes, like you almost keep having fights and keep having disagreements or things keep happening and you keep putting it off or going like, maybe they'll change, get better. And oftentimes they won't, or you won't, and you just need to let it go. So that's kind of my two cents and some of the ways that I've kind of gotten over friendship breakups is just to kind of like rely on other good friends, kind of do some work and healing on your own self, and just let yourself mourn, you know, it's kind of what we can do. And then I think lastly, another kind of like friendship topic that I wanted to mention was how to kind of be a good friend in your 20s. And I think that, so this is all just stuff that I've learned personally, having multiple friends, having different friend groups. It can be really hard to navigate, like, I don't know, the different types of friends and everything. And I truly believe that we can have different types of friends. So maybe you have friends like, I think it can be really dangerous whenever we expect everything from every single person, every single friend. Because sometimes you have friends that are going to be more your party friends, or you're going to have friends who are going to be like, you know, your rocks, where they just like, they're there. They can, you can talk to them about everything. You trust them, but you don't need to be trustworthy and having therapy sessions with every single one of your friends. Like there can be friends that are more, you know, chill friends, that are lazy friends, that are friends you always will call on a night out because they're so much fun. Friends can be in varying levels and varying degrees. You don't have to be best friends with everyone. I think just even noticing that you can have acquaintances and people you're friendly with even is great. And I think that sometimes we just expect people to be, you know, everything and more for us, and it's like you can't also just rely and create that pressure from everyone. So I think yes, you find your close friends who, you know, are going to be there for you and be supportive no matter what, that you can call an emergency type of thing. But then also recognizing that there's some people that, you know, you don't need to cut them out completely just because they aren't that for you, but that you can have fun with them and, you know, still have joy and good friendship from them as well. So I think first recognizing that there can be different types of friends. And then also to be a good friend, I think one of the things that I've noticed a lot is like first setting boundaries. So, you know, being, you know, letting people know if, you know, you can't really be someone that they can vent to right now, or even telling them if you want to vent, making sure that they are in a place, because, you know, we all are going through so much shit. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to, so I always advocate for therapy over just like talking to your friends all the time, even though it can be great. But I think, like, you know, it can be a lot on friendships too. If you're constantly just needing to vent to them or whatever, I think sometimes just like, you know, being able to make that clear boundary of being like, hey, like, you know, can you handle me venting to you right now? Or even that whole concept of like asking or telling them like, hey, I just need to vent. I don't need your opinion, or I don't need advice. I just want to vent. And then it kind of helps the other person kind of like know how to respond and everything. I think that's really cool. I think just like also being a good listener. I think so often we show up to hangouts and we just talk, or like kind of share so much about our lives, and then we don't even, you know, ask how our friends are doing. We don't catch up with them in kind of a mutual way. So I think just making sure that you're listening to your friends, and you're also just like checking in with them, even if, you know, I have friends that I don't talk to or see for weeks at a time, but just making sure that I stop what I'm doing and sometimes just send them a quick text, you know, just saying, okay, thinking about you, hope you're doing well type of thing, can really be meaningful and everything. So I think just checking up on your friends, setting boundaries, making sure that also when you're with them, like if there's friends that have, they're big on quality time, just making sure that you're actually present when you're around them and hanging out with them can go a long way. And, you know, I think too, just like inviting people places, even if you know that like maybe they don't want to go, just kind of reaching out to friends and just creating still that sense of like, you know, desire, you know, wanting to keep the friendship alive, all of that I think can be really helpful to just maintain friendships. But also friendships, it's so funny, they really can come and go and come and go in waves. There's times when I'm more internal, or honestly a lot of times it's like my friends will get boyfriends, or I'll get a boyfriend, or I'll be talking to someone, and you just get consumed by that. You don't see them as often. So I know too, like during this age people are getting married, and there's like, you know, they're hanging out with just married people, and then you have friends that have babies, and then that's a whole, you're never seeing your friend as a baby, you know. So I think it's funny how during this time it's like you just have so many different types of friends and like where people are in their lives. But I think ultimately, just kind of understanding that and recognizing that, and truthfully knowing that friendships can come and go in waves, and that they can dip in and out of your life, and you can see people more. Sometimes I see my friends like I'll see one friend group like 3 days a week. Sometimes I see them like once every 2 weeks. Sometimes it's like once a month. And what's crazy is I actually recently became friends again, or not became friends, but like became friends again with this one girl who literally I grew up with pretty much, and we were really close friends all through like middle and high school. And then we were friends even like 2 years ago or a year ago, and then we went a whole year without speaking, like literally a whole year, and then we just recently became friends again, and now I see her all the time. So it's like that kind of thing can happen a lot too. So just being mindful of that and not beating yourself up for not seeing your friends as much, or, you know, the real ones will stick by you. And it's all about just being honest and open and friendly, and just like, if you're a good person, people will see that and reciprocate it. So anyways, I hope this helped a little bit. I'm not trying to sound like I am a know-it-all. I mean, I'm still figuring out it out as well, but these are some things I've learned in my 25 years of life. I've had lots of ups and downs with friends and been through a lot. So I hope it helps. Love you guys. Hope everyone has a good rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.